Hey, yo, you listening to the Cool Nerd Podcast with my daddy, Kev the Cool Nerd.
I'll fuck your bitch, then do her taxes. Cool Nerds Podcast. I am Kev the Cool Nerd. That's Big O from the 614.
Gang, gang.
And we're here. It is that time of year to discuss champion of the year. Or, as we have now found out, champions of the year.
Yeah, a lot of superlatives, like either your yearbook or your NBA or whatever.
Yeah. So I think this is much deserved, and me and you talked about this, right? So because you got a lot of people, you got people that put in work, but we have these debates anyway. What was battle of the year? Who had the round of the year? Or, you know what I mean? So I think it's only right that Jay Black decided to go ahead and throw some extra categories in there. I mean, at least from what I do know or what I saw, KOTD did the same thing last year for their league for 2019. Their 2019 accolades, they had multiple, and I don't know if that's something that they've been doing, but KOTD only takes into account KOTD artists. What Jay Black at Champion does, it don't matter the platform that you're on. Now, some people may think that it's URL bias, but nah, like they take into account all the platforms that you battle on.
Yeah, it's definitely culture wide.
Yeah. So with that being said, so we have five awards. We're gonna kind of go through them a little bit. See, I really want to talk about the criteria for, well, we can talk about the criteria for all of them, and kind of break them down or what have you. But
yeah, for sure, let's chop this fable.
Chop the fable, you know what I mean? So I'll start with the one that I feel like is the you know, I don't want to discredit anything, but you know, we'll go with the lowest on the totem pole, actually, and we'll just continue this conversation that we were having, right? So, moment of the year. Mm-hmm. All right, and you know, me and you just talked about this, right? So, for the people, why don't you go ahead and just describe what that means to you? What do you think moment of the year is? And then we can probably bring up who we think would either win or who the nominees might be for that.
Gotcha. So the moment of the year would definitely consist of one of those life-altering, culture-altering moments that have happened in the culture. And me and you both agree that it's going to be very hard to top the Big K passing out the affidavit documents.
Yeah, snitch one.
Yeah, that was a game changer. That was a career ender. That, you name it, that had a lot of power behind it. Right. Not necessarily the most clever round.
No.
But yeah, it was that round, it stopped somebody's money.
Absolutely. 1,000%. And I definitely believe Big K would be, he would be the front runner for that. If I think about a few other moments that happened this year, you know, I think the next one that, and it's actually happened the same weekend, same day, can't even say weekend, the exact same day, Arsenal pulling out the the video on T-Top's baby mom.
Oh, oof, super disrespectful.
You know what I'm saying?
Super disrespectful.
But I think he would, I mean, even if he was a nominee in that category, he would lose, definitely lose to Big K, simply because he didn't win that round or that battle. He might have won that round, but he damn sure didn't win that battle. Like,
yeah, he won. I gave him the first round
so
off the shock factor alone.
Yeah.
But yeah, it still doesn't top. Like, that's not going, that didn't hurt T-Top's stock at all.
Right. Another one that I don't think would go for like moment of the year, it wouldn't win, but the next one that I kind of think about is Ryder and Mike P. That would be more of a round, which we'll get to that, but that definitely goes up there in the round category for me. But it was also a moment because what it caused, like the backlash from it, in my opinion, the backlash from that round, which actually kind of goes over two battles, but the backlash from that round, Mike P's whole demeanor and his perception in the whole culture changed. Like, the nigga,
and we haven't seen him since.
We haven't seen him since. We haven't seen him since. So
outside of his video game channel, right. You know, we haven't seen him since.
So that could possibly go up there. I don't think it would.
You could look at what Loso did to Ryder based off that battle.
Facts. That's true. The throwing the silk shirt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was awesome.
It happened
to be the same shirt that he had on. So exact, I mean,
that same shirt.
Crazy.
The exact same shirt. You know, another one that I don't think it wouldn't be anywhere close to Big K, but you know, 40 Cal playing the game show against Jag. I was in the building for that one. You know what I'm saying? He had the girl come up on stage with the board and all that stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Okay, that's a moment.
That was cool. It was cute.
It was cute.
It's not a moment, though.
It's not a moment. I think it's pretty undeniable, like you said, and more than likely this will happen, that Big K will win moment of the year.
Yeah.
For his Adi Boom round.
Yeah. I didn't really care for it. Like,
it was tough, man. And that's one of those things when we talk about what's going too far, crossing the lines. This is how I feel about it. To dig up a man's criminal documents to expose him as a fraud, you have to have a super strong dislike for them, this gentleman. They don't like each other in real life. In real life. They don't like each other.
I agree.
In real life. You know what I'm saying?
But I also say this. If Adi knew that, he probably shouldn't have took that battle.
I don't think Adi knew.
Or he should have put it in the battle that he can't bring that up.
But that's what I'm saying.
It should have been
when you're living such a lie, because to this day, this nigga tell you that what Big K said was false, and he still hasn't brought up the documents or whatever because he's lying.
Yeah, but you see, he ain't been booked.
No, everyone has stepped away from him. But guess what?
Everybody's hands off.
Everyone's hands off only because he lied. I guarantee you, had he been straight up with at least some of the people that he'd been doing business with, i.e. ARP, because that's really the only person who's been booking them, if he would have at least stood on his two, stood 10 toes down and said, all right, bro, yeah, I cooperated, but so what? I'm rapping now. I'm a rapper. Like, we do good business. You know what I'm saying? No, he stood on the lie instead of deciding to step up and tell the truth.
Yeah, I think that, you know, based off of, if he would have did that, eventually that narrative, it wouldn't have necessarily gone away, but it would have been old.
It would have gotten old because everyone who stood up against him would have use the angle. Mm-hmm. And as long as you can take them shots and you standing out here a free man, what does that matter? You know what I mean? To some degree. We're not out here promoting snitching. What we really are, well, I'm promoting to tell the truth, my nigga. All right, you gave some niggas up to save your look. Pusha T said it. Sorry, nigga. I'm trying to come home. So that's what snitch stands for. You did it.
You hear? Stand on it.
And that's the thing. That's why people distance himself, because he lied. You lied. Yeah.
And the thing about it is, it can't be. I don't want to say it can't be too bad, but he ain't walking around here under witness protection.
Facts.
So. Right.
You're not really in fear of your life behind what you did.
Exactly. So that's where it's like, come on, bro. Just be right. Honest.
So, but all right, cool. So we got battle of the night. We got moment of the year.
That was moment of the year.
That was definitely moment of the year. And that happened in the top of the year. That's crazy. you know what I'm saying? That was February. That was pre-corona.
Yeah.
Free lockdown, all that stuff. You know what I mean? So, all right, cool. So we go from moment of the year, okay, to round. I'll jump to round of the year. And now, to me, this is actually one of the higher ones, but, you know, it's also self-explanatory, and we probably got a lot of them that we could bring up. Obviously, we already brought up Ryder's second round against Mike P.
Mm-hmm.
Bring up Mike P's second round against Danny Myers. Was that his second or his third?
That was his third.
His third. Okay, so Mike P's third against Danny Myers. Bill Collector's third against Mike P. Mook's third against Tay Rock. Daylight's third against Tay Rock. B-Dot's third against T-Top. Like, it's a lot of candidates out there for round of the year.
I got one for you.
Okay.
Charlie Clips third.
Against Geechee?
No.
Shine?
No.
Oh, Couture? Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Like Charlie
Clips. Oh man, third. We didn't even think about that. Vixen's third against DNA.
Vixen's third round was crazy. Crazy. But yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Like, even though I think Clips third against Couture was like insane.
It was insane.
I thought she was gonna cry.
She looked like it. She really did.
Yeah, he took off on her.
She legit in the battle looked like she was gonna cry.
Yeah.
That was tough. That was tough.
Yeah.
Of that, I mean, I think the general population would probably go with Mook.
Rightfully so. I mean, I'm not gonna be mad at that. Like Mook had that third round was very well crafted.
Yeah.
And he started off talking about his mom.
Yep.
You know, God rest her soul. Mm-hmm. And how he felt, you know, when Tay Rock was egging
Breeze on.
Yeah, like I mean, it was so detailed. The way that he scribed that round, it put me on stage.
Right.
Like I felt like I was literally there.
Mook is super descriptive.
He's very, very descriptive. And it's like he's a storyteller.
Right.
And that third round was right up his alley. It was like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think Mook's third is up there, okay. Mm-hmm. Mook's third is up there. We have to look. We might need to petition Jay Black, because I do also think we need quotable of the year. So we'll get to that.
I feel like here's what I want to do. Instead of five, I think they need to break it down to eight.
Eight awards?
I just feel like you need a first round of the year, second round of the year, third round, not just round of the year. That's way too broad. It's way too broad.
But then they would also probably say you're being a little bit too inclusive. That's a lot of data to go through to pick.
But when you break down battle rappers, right? Who has undeniable first rounds? What's the first rapper to come to mind?
Hitman Holler,
right? Second round.
Tay Rock.
Third round could be anybody, to be anybody. Honest with you. But T-Top's third rounds are normally fire. B-Dot's third rounds are normally fire. Lux's third rounds are normally fire. Mook's third rounds are, you know what I mean? So it's like you have a lot of people that write on an incline where they want their third to be their most hard hitting round. But then you've got some people that write to where they coming out swinging
out
the gate. And so that's where everything gets, you know, bundled together. It's kind of hard to figure out what's the round of the year.
I get that. And I think,
if I said, what's the best round you've ever heard?
Ever? Lux is third against Calico.
That's the best round you ever heard?
I mean, it's the first one that comes to mind. It might not actually be the best one. I mean, that's
the thing is, in his third round, he's telling Calico that the blueprint for his third round was from watching A-Verb and Hitman Holla.
True.
So it's like A-Verb's third against Hitman was insane.
True.
So it's like, I mean, yeah, I don't, to be honest, I didn't have an answer for it. It was kind of a trick question. It's super tricky
because you kind of put me in, but okay. But no, but I just think of it like, I'm thinking of it like this. I'm with you, right? Realistically, I don't think the general public would necessarily agree with that. But if you add in something such as quotable of the year or whatever, right? And the reason I say that is because I don't think Ryder is going to, even though he definitely should be top three, I don't think Ryder's going to win round of the year. It's probably going to end up going to Mook. I don't think Bill Collector or Vixen or whatever. But
I think the masses are going to choose Mook, of course.
And
but you have to say, like, that's not to discredit Bill Collector. It's not to discredit Ryder. No. And I'm even going to say Real Sick, his third against Chilla.
Crazy. Oh, my God. That was crazy. But that's what I'm saying. Quotable of the year, right? So let's say for those people who don't win round of the year, because there's strong competition, right? Those three people that we just said, the last three people I named, Bill Collector, Vixen, Real Sick, right? All of them have something that could be quotable of the year. Bill Collector, you know what I'm saying? You went on Twitter and unfollow all of us, nigga. That ain't gonna make her unswallow them niggas. Vixen, I'll smack the bitch out you and introduce her to a better man. Real Sick, how the fuck are you a kingpin and you don't make royalties off your writtens? Like, it's crazy. It's wild, but we got those are some ones that. Round of the year is going to be tough, but I think the general population, because of how this is going to go, is probably going to give it to Mook because of the storyline. But man, oh my God, sixth third against Chilla is definitely, oh my God.
And here's the thing, I'm not even about to rule this out, because you know when voting ends, for all these accolades. It'll be after
volume. We're going to have more moments added.
And you got prisoners of the moment. There might be this, the, you know what I'm saying? They say you're only as good as your last battle. This might be the last battle that's fresh on people's mind. Will they be able to compare, or will these, were these older rounds be able to hit with what's happening at the end of the year in December?
Man, the last big event.
It's something to think about, because you don't want to, you know, it's like, is Geechee going to drop a haymaker on Goods? Is Goods going to drop a haymaker on Geechee? Just gonna make, is he going to have one of those crazy, crazy rounds?
Are B-Dot and Chilla going to jump into the battle of the year?
Is Jerry West going to hit you with a crazy line?
Or a moment. Or a moment, because Jerry can give you moments.
I mean, Jerry's third round where he 30 smack.
Right.
That could easily be one of those round of the years. Like, that was a powerful round. And he called out smack on all the BS.
Right.
So there's so many things. And then it's like, you got all these people that are capable of crazy rounds on the last card.
That's true. And so, we still have two battles to be announced. At least two battles to be announced. Unless they, again, like I said, unless they do a day two. But day two will probably only be on the app if they do it like that. But yeah, we got four announcements so far. Man, and we didn't even bring it. We're sitting here talking about Pat Stay and Sean. Like, Pat Stay.
Moments. Those are potential moments.
Moments. Mm. All right.
I peeped Jay Black's tweet. He said the set of Volume 6 is going to be crazy. So I don't know. I didn't see it. I don't know if he posted a picture. I'm going to assume that they're going to have people in there.
It needs to be, but I also don't want them to deviate from what.
Well, I think it's going to be like, I think it's going to be like volume crowd, like small crowd.
Yeah, volume crowd.
Mostly MCs.
But if there aren't any concrete walls, it's not a volume.
Bingo. It has to have the gritty feel.
Right.
Facts.
Right. So it's like what they did for like Gnome and Kings vs. Queens. That set, in all honesty, is perfect for volume. That actually looks like the first volume setting, but every volume after that, it's been like the, you know, the stone walls or the band look. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, we'll see. We're not that far away. You know what I'm saying? We're not that far away from it. But me and you both agree, even though there are a lot of people, a lot to choose from, we're both in agreement that there's a high probability Murder Mook is going to win round of the year for his third against Tay Rock.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Even though, you know, I'm Lux biased. But I feel like that third round against Surf was just mean.
Well, here we go. We were segueing, right?
What did he say? You still here?
Right. You still here, little nigga?
That's the toughest thing I heard all year.
No, so let's talk about it, right? So we go from round of the year to, and this is another one that I'll ask you to go ahead and, I think it's self-explanatory, but you know, we're gonna explain it for the people. Body of the year. Body.
Yeah. So originally when we talked about this, I know you felt some type of way, like you felt like if somebody didn't fight back or choke, they kind of bodied themselves.
Correct.
Which is fine. But I feel like body is like if somebody gets bodied, it's kind of like overkill. Mm-hmm. So that means not only did you not fight back, you couldn't fight back.
Right.
That's where I feel that's a body. I feel like when people fight back, we give them that gentleman's 30, which means that, you know, you fought valiantly, but you got edged every round.
Right.
So that couldn't be a body of the year. Like, I feel like body of the year was maybe you got rattled, maybe you choked, maybe you got into your feelings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe your feng shui was off.
Right.
you know, you was getting your soul talked to. So that's where I go to body of the year. And, you know, we already talked about some candidates for that. We talked about Swamp versus Twerk.
Yep. Swamp versus Twerk.
Geechee versus Twerk.
Geechee versus Twerk.
He's in there twice.
Yeah, I was in the building for that one, and it was just not, it, you know, but Ill Will versus Your Honor.
Ill Will versus Your Honor. Oh, App Gang. You got to see if you have to see that. That was tough.
I mean, that. I don't know. How many other candidates do we possibly have for that?
I mean, can we throw Casey J and Swamp in there?
You could. That was a clean body Casey caught.
I don't even feel like it was gentlemanly.
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. No, you could throw Casey.
I feel like she overpowered him for three straight rounds.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? For that matter,
I would love to see a lady win one of these accolades, honestly.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about, because I don't think any of them have enough work to honestly, unless they do it separately, and that's what Jay Black said. Jay Black said initially they're going to try and fit the ladies into the normal Battler of the Year conversation.
I think we need to get them working like the guys do. Right. I think they're down to do it. I just thought that, you know, we need to bring more awareness, and I'm glad that they did have the event that they did.
Right. Because but based on what
people checking for them.
Kind of based on what I want to, and we'll get to Battler of the Year, but based on what I want to kind of bring up, there's no lady in 2020 that would qualify Battler of the Year. So you would have to give them, you need to give them a second, their own category, at least for this year, and then make sure they have enough work next year in order to be considered.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what, I definitely want to see Vixen at least four times next year.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. Like, we saw her twice, and unless she pops up on a volume, which is still possible, it's very possible, it's doable. Unless she pops up on a volume, she's not going to have enough battles to qualify.
Facts
for me. And even if she does pop up on a volume, to me, I don't think she's not gonna qualify, because
I still think it's gonna be Jazz and Misfit, but we'll see.
But that's what I'm saying, like, even if she did, that would only give Vixen three battles
in 2020. Yeah, it's not enough.
I think there are four quarters, and we might as well jump. Well, did we pick body of the year? We didn't pick body of the year. So let's do this. Let's finish this, and then we'll talk about Battler of the Year. Mm-hmm. So body of the year, we talked about our candidates, but who do you think would win? I'm not gonna hold you. Because we didn't talk about this one either. And I have a winner, in my opinion, for one reason. But we talked about Your Honor. We didn't bring up Ill Will and Miss Miami. And context being given, we have to mention the fact that those two bodies were caught back to back.
On the same night.
Not even the same night.
Back to back.
Ill Will did not leave the stage.
Well, he did. He left the stage to go get Your Honor.
Oh, right. yeah, so I think Ill Will wins bodies
of the night. It's well deserved.
Yeah, for that 6-0 performance.
It's well deserved. You rapped for 18 minutes back to back.
Right. Right. And it was.
I'm not mad at that. I wouldn't be mad at that.
He was not in favor of his opponents by any stretch of the imagination. Nah,
he won all six rounds.
All six rounds, easily.
Convincingly.
It wasn't even, man. Listen. So yeah, no. I think Ill Will gets that. He deserves it for his bodies of the night. Same card, back to back, 6-0.
I like it. I can't deny that. That's, yeah. I could say the caliber of opponent, but I'm not.
But I think the caliber of opponent is what, again, and we can jump into this But the caliber of opponent to me is what takes him out of the conversation for battler of the year. What he did should be commended, yes, but this is something that me and you have talked about before. When we consider battler of the year, you got to talk about strength of schedule. Mm-hmm. Now, what he did has never been done before. Does that put him in the conversation for it? Yes. But when we talk,
let's go ahead and say this. As far as we know, what he's done has never been done before.
Correct.
Because there's a gazillion battle rap leagues.
That's true. And there's no...
And even in Fulton County, we've seen somebody battle back to back. Or no, they did. They chose not to battle back to back, but they battled twice.
They battled the same night. Didn't
fare well.
No, it didn't. Yeah. He lost both those battles.
He lost both those battles. So we're not gonna say no names.
Right. He lost both those battles. I did hear about earlier this year. In the summertime, Chef Trez actually battling three times on a Gates of the Garden card. But I want to say it might have been two separate days. Two of those battles had to happen on the same day. But I did hear about that. Okay. I don't know that they were back-to-back or whatever. But that card where Trez linked up with A-Ward and they battled Twerk and Prep, he battled multiple times on that card. So that's one.
And they did that on short notice too.
Correct. That day, I believe, they found out, and then, you know, so they're only a few hours notice, but I think, like you, to your point, we don't know, but from currently being documented, did something that, as far as we know, hasn't been done, and it's been talked around the culture as such. Do I think that puts him in the conversation for battler of the year? Yes. Do I think it wins him that? No, because we go back again to strength of schedule. You know, we got
to beat John John.
What? But see, that's what I'm saying. This year, if we're, and again, when we talk about battler of the year for the audience out there and for our battle rap audience, me and Big O, we do this just like you would think of an NCAA tournament or whatever. We only consider the power three in battle rap. We could stretch it maybe to a power four, but that power four is adjustable. But in 2020, the smaller leagues outside of the big three haven't really been active. The only one that I can say has been very active and consistent is Gates of the Garden, but they only do one rounders. So I don't think their battles ever get counted towards battle of the year, in my opinion.
Right. And if I'm being honest here, I almost feel like, you know, the NCAA tournament didn't happen this year.
No, it didn't.
So if they didn't do a champion of the year, I wouldn't have been mad at it, because it did affect the scheduling. It did affect the events.
And even Jay Black will tell you, he's saying that the award this year is less because of this. But for the people, because in my opinion, I do believe you... How long was the break? Okay, if we count the break from the last big event before there was a break.
Is he counting phone battles?
No, and we don't need. I'm glad he's not counting phone battles.
So, good.
Yeah, nah, phone battles don't count. So, good. All right, we're saying February 29th was an epic day in battle rap, period, because you had two leagues going head to head. You had RBE's The Get Back. You had URL's Genesis. February 29th, 2020. Then March 1st, Bullpen had their event as well. I don't remember the name of the card, but it happened. There were some fire battles. You know, you got Saga, Ladaze, Your Honor battled that day. Your Honor battled, I know who he battled. The nigga's name is escaping me right now. But again, you had three leagues put on events within a weekend. All right. And then literally like a week or two later, the whole world gets shut down. Okay. The first league to even come back with a live event for people to see was URL with Ultimate Madness. Okay. Because up until, I take that back. The rooftop battles, Sterilized happened first. The rooftop battles.
Oh, that's right. Sterilized. Yeah, Sterilized happened.
The rooftop
battles. That's where you had Shotgun. Well, Shotgun and Jerry West battle with the masks.
Shotgun and Jerry West battle. Yeah. Saga and Cortez battle. That was dope for the East Coast ones. And then you had B-Dot and Rum Nitty. This is where B-Dot starts his run. And those battles, I think, actually take place. Most of them, the first set of Sterilized took place in March, I want to say, if not March, April. Okay. When did Ultimate Madness 1 start? May. All right. So Ultimate Madness 1. So you got the Sterilized battles that were app-only events. Okay. Every other league is quiet at this point. They're only doing phone battles. These are not getting counted. But URL pops out with the Sterilized rooftop battles. Okay. Rooftop battles, those took place. This is where we get B-Dot, and he comes up and emerges in this year. And then you get Ultimate Madness 1. And then URL is just going to work. So Ultimate Madness 1 leads into Gnome. And in between these Ultimate Madness events, we're having midweek or in between battles that aren't a part of the tournament and stuff like that. You know, Drugs and Rum Nitty, Cortez and Rum Nitty, you know what I mean? Shit like that. Then so URL got to work. So we really only missed a month, if that, a few weeks of, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't think we missed a whole lot. Not to mention that URL had done two in-person events before the shutdown. You had the app event in the beginning of the year with a lot of battles on it, which reminded me that, and you're probably gonna wig out when I say this, but we may have to have a conversation about Drugs and champion and battler of the year. We may have to talk about it.
Okay, fair enough.
He might have to. I'm just saying.
I like Drugs.
Yeah, you know,
he didn't do enough, but okay, I like Drugs.
All right, Drugs battled on the. So this is, and since we're talking about this anyway, right? All right, I'll just go over his URL battles so far this year, okay? Drugs battled Arsenal at the top of the year, okay?
Held his own.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't he didn't die. I don't think he won, but he didn't die.
I don't think Drugs died this year.
Right, this is why I'm saying what I'm saying. Drugs. So Drugs battles Arsenal. He battled Rum Nitty. He battled Riggs. These are three battles that I do think he lost, but he didn't die.
Okay. Did he battle J2? Was J2 this year or was that
last J2 year? Was last summer, 2019. Last summer. But again, that was a one rounder, so I wouldn't really count it anyway. But so Arsenal. He starts the year off with Arsenal. Riggs, Rum Nitty. Now I gotta pull it up because I believe he had more. DNA, yes, he battled DNA.
It was a friendly. It was a good battle. He held his own though. It was a good battle.
He held his own. He battled DNA. So I'm just going off the name. So Arsenal, DNA, Rum, Riggs, and then what he just did to Mr. Wavy.
Mr. Wavy's a favorite of mine. But yeah, he 30, Mr. Wavy.
And I feel like I'm leaving. I feel like I'm leaving one out. I'm about to look it up real quick, but drugs might have to be...
Drugs in the tournament?
Nope, he turned it down.
Smart man.
Yeah. He turned it down. Let's see. When was this? I gotta find out when this was. He might have battled Bad News this year, too. So, let me see. Let's check this out real quick. No, this is from last year. Okay, all right. So, yeah, nah, but that's five battles with quality opponents this year. So I don't know, but so let me hear you first. I know we said we couldn't do, All right. What we got to get this criteria out the way.
Okay.
The biggest criteria, in my opinion, there are two big criteria for battler of the year. This is our MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Best performer all year, best artist, and I feel like we can come up with a better name because there are too many B's in these awards. But battler of the year, artist of the year, rapper of the year,
champion of the year,
champion of the year, the champion, the MVP in battle rap. One, you have to have the work. So, I say this. You cannot even be in this conversation if you have any less than four battles. There are four quarters in a year.
You have to be no less than four.
You have to battle at least once a quarter. No less than four.
I like it.
My preference, I would like to see at least six. That's me. But we're talking about a COVID year too. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, so that's my first criteria. My second one is your strength of schedule. The opponents, you face.
Opponents matter.
Especially if you're winning.
Yes. Okay.
And then the third one is, I mean, very simple. We could come up with more, but the third one is very simple. Your ratio, how many did you win?
Yeah. Did you win? Yeah. That's the most important. Did you win?
Right. Did you win? Now there are, again, this is a subjective sport. There are some, places we can leverage to find out how well you did, you know, in terms of hard numbers, if we want to leverage the URL app, if we want to leverage caffeine numbers, this is only from a URL perspective, but even KOTD for their battles, they take votes. You know what I mean? So those things I think are big in my opinion. What do you think? Yeah.
I don't feel like it's solid though, because depending on that person's fan base, they will fight for you.
That's true.
So, you know, let Surf fans tell it. He didn't get 30 by Lux.
Yeah.
They fight hard for that second round. Right. They're swerving down that he had the better material in the second round.
Right.
I don't see it personally.
Yeah, no.
It was a clean body.
Right.
It was a clean body. The same thing with the Mook Tay Rock. People fight hard for that second round for Tay Rock.
Yeah.
Nope. I don't see it.
It took me like three watches on the Tay Rock. I would say that the night of, I was screaming Rock 2-1. And after my second watch, I was like, all right, okay, cool. Mook 2-1. I watched it again. I told you this earlier today. I watched it again today, and I'm like, nah, Mook really did 30.
I mean, I know you didn't really care for Mook's first round based off of where
it wasn't his first. It was the second that I hated.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the first because Mook is defense. I just don't understand. Here's what I don't understand. How do I get it and people that are actually battling in the culture don't get it? Mook starts every first round out with defense. So he went in and basically tried to strip Rock of his powers by calling him a punk.
Yeah.
Said he wouldn't square up for a jump shot.
Which right. Is
like one of my favorite lines in that battle. But he stripped him down.
I gave you a hard time about that stretched and pressed like an accordion bar. And now I kind of like it. It's that bar is kind of hard.
It's kind of hard. But it's like he stripped him down. So when Tay-Rock even went to rap, you didn't believe nothing he was saying.
Yeah.
And that's what Mook does. He plays, he starts the match off with D.
Yeah.
Then he goes the second round, battle rap. Third round, heartstrings. He's trying to, he's trying to pull you in. And then he's trying to get you there. You know what I mean? Like, he knows what he's doing. Everything he did was calculated. But I feel like Rock he's been in the culture long enough to where he should have been able to study the game tapes and know that.
Yeah.
I don't understand why. Never mind. Some people are delusional.
Right. So, all right. So, okay. So, you have to have a minimum of four battles, your strength of schedule, and then your wins and losses.
Okay. Yeah, did you win? Did you win?
Did
you fight?
So I'll go to you first. Like, we'll just do five if you can come up with it.
Okay.
But who do you
This is where, and I'll get started. This is where I'm spoiled, right? Because since they've been doing this, typically there's been the clear cut two front runners. We had O-Red, and O-Red was the first champion of the year, right?
First ever champion of the year, yes.
First ever champion of the year, and he had a hell of a run that year.
Right.
Who's runner up that year?
Was it Kayshawn or Pat Stay?
One of them, but he just had one of those years. The following year was Geechee.
And then you earned that.
He earned that rightfully so. Mm-hmm. And he went back to back after, he went back to back, which was really debatable because the second time around, everybody was saying that Kayshawn hadn't even dropped a round.
Right.
So leading up to the battle between Kayshawn and Geechee, which I kind of edged that battle to Kayshawn.
Same here.
I thought Kayshawn should have been the champion of the year. That's my opinion. Whatever.
I agree.
But I say that to say this, leading up to that battle, it was only a two-man race.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very, very difficult just with the state of the culture, 4, 5, 10 people to be up there for champion of the year.
Right.
When you look at your Heisman voting and your Heisman finalists, it's normally like three people.
Right.
So that's kind of how I look at it from a battle rap perspective. It's like the Heisman. If you're going to be battle of the year, based off of the things that we've already spoke on, it weeds out a lot of people.
That's a fact.
So
I agree.
With that, I would say B-Dot had a hell of a year.
Yep.
For 2020. Chilla Jones had a hell of a year. Holmesy the God had a hell of a year. I honestly can't think of if I threw anybody else in there, it would be filler. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could throw a Charlie Clips in there.
He don't have enough battles this year yet that we know of.
What do you have? Kayshawn, Couture, Geechee.
JC,
Kayshawn,
Couture, Geechee. No, he does have enough. Yeah, JC, Kayshawn, Couture, and Geechee. Okay, so technically he has enough.
He does have enough, but is his strength of schedule really not with Couture? You know what I mean? That's not.
Couture would take that out, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't. That's where it gets tough for me.
So I have five, and I think we can decipher a breakdown from these. You may. Three of the three you have, I have also. So B Dot, Chilla Jones, Holmesy the God. Okay. Mm-hmm. Those are the three solid.
Yeah.
Solid. Okay.
Yeah.
And we'll go over their schedule and what they did this year. We can talk about that. But
yeah, for sure.
Two other people that I feel like we can at least add. Or that I have, and one of them, I'm probably a little biased, but I also think he's ending the year much better than he started it. And that's Jerry West.
Okay.
All right. And Jada Nightwing. If we're going to consider Holmesy, I think we need to consider Jada Nightwing. I know others would probably say, if you're going to consider Jada Nightwing, you need to consider Fonz, but no. And let me explain why. Because Jay did what he did in the tournament and then popped out and beat Shotgun Shug. And then we haven't seen, and I'm sorry, I'm leaving another one out. I got a sixth person. Easy to block captain.
Okay.
Easy to block captain.
Okay.
If I have to remove someone from my list to add someone, I would take out Jay and add Easy. Now, but I don't know, but I would say I have six, but you know what I'm saying? And then I started talking about drugs, but his strength of schedule kind of takes him. I mean, he had names, but anyway, let me talk about Jerry, right? Jerry starts the year. Okay. He ends the year with Glueezy, Carlisle Smack. That's 2019. We can't count that battle, but he won that one. He starts the year, as you would say, going through the buzzsaw.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Two battles that would be tough to win for anybody, and he did not die. John the Don and Rum Nitty.
Facts.
He didn't die. He put up a fight. And people could make a case for these battles, maybe not so much the John battle, but people could make a case for the Rum Nitty battle possibly being debatable. But
I thought John was debatable. I didn't feel like John came to kill him, honestly. Right.
So he goes from John to Rum Nitty, from Rum Nitty to Shotgun Shug. Everyone has Jerry winning that battle. He beat Shotgun Shug. Mm-hmm. Goes from Shotgun Shug to B Magic. He cooked B Magic.
Cooked B Magic.
He goes from B Magic to Chilla Jones. He didn't die against Chilla, but the culture has him lose.
Chilla 2-1. Chilla 2-1.
Okay. He goes from Chilla to Danny Myers. He cooked Danny Myers.
Yeah.
Now from Danny to Arsenal in the Volume.
Mm-hmm.
And no one's talking about what Jerry's done this year. And it's possibly because he got two early losses. And then a third against Chilla, technically.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Chilla was a tough one.
Yeah.
Rum was a tough one.
Right. So, you know, John debatable. Rum maybe not so much. And Chilla not so much debatable. But all his other battles are high quality opponents.
Yeah.
And
it was clear against Geechee.
Right.
I mean, I know they all EFB, but it was clear.
Yeah, but that was a phone battle. Him and Geechee was the phone battle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but yeah. So I think Jerry could get thrown in there. Do I think he wins? No.
But hell no. No, I'm sorry. Hell no. he had a great year, but hell no, he doesn't win.
Now we talk about, let me bring up Easy. All right. So Easy starts the Ultimate Madness 1 tournament against Don Marino. Wins that battle. All right. His second battle was against Fonz. Right. And that was debated. A lot
it was
of
very debatable.
Actually have Easy winning, saying Easy got robbed.
Very debatable.
Okay. So, you know, what's done is done. Easy doesn't move forward in the tournament because he loses to Fonz. You have to count that as a loss. It was a judge battle.
Sure. But, when it's like that, it's hard to – it doesn't really knock you down.
Right.
Too far.
Right. So, I'm just pulling up really quick. Because I want to make sure I get this all the way right.
I'm sorry. The Cortez battle was epic.
That's what I'm saying. So I just want to make sure I'm not missing one before Core.
That was one of them ones. I like that battle.
All right, cool. So no, we're right. So he beats Don Marino. He loses the Fonz. He destroyed Cortez in Rookies versus Vets, okay? And then we haven't seen it yet, but we're hearing he 30'd Danny Myers.
They need to drop the footage, man.
So I think Easy deserves to be, if we're going to talk about Holmesy, Easy, you know, deserves to be discussed. And then in comes, you know, again, my next. So Jay, the Nightwing, in the first round of the Ultimate Madness tournament, beats Real Sick. Who's a contender for a battle of the year against Chilla Jones, a round of the year against Chilla Jones. So that's one. Then he beats Lou Castro, who just had a very good battle against DNA. This is my strength of schedule debate if you're trying to hear it. Beats Rubando, meets Fonz at Gnome X, judged battle. So he lost, even though he's winning on the app. The culture, a lot of people in the culture say he won, but judged battle, he lost to Fonz, comes back, beats up on Shotgun Shug, and then had a battle against the Saga that we haven't seen yet. All right, so
facts.
You know, that's my case for Jay the Nightwing, possibly. All right, Holmesy. Holmesy actually started the year off with a battle against Ace Amin. Okay.
Yes.
He did a band against Ace Amin.
Mm-hmm.
Then he 30s the Saga.
Wait, how did he do against Ace Amin?
Oh, he beat Ace.
Yeah.
He won. Yeah. And no.
Ace is a fan favorite.
Absolutely. He beat Ace. He beat Ace Amin. He 30'd the Saga. He 30s EK.
He didn't 30 EK. It was debatable. It came down to the wire.
He beat EK.
He 30'd EK in my mind, in my opinion. But you know, some people like EK.
Right.
I can't stand EK.
I used to like EK.
EK, if this pod ever finds you, bro, your material's fire. Your delivery, it's like, imagine having Eminem wordplay with Curtis Blow delivery. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I'll say.
Well, so, He beat Ace Amin. He beat Saga. He beat EK.
Mm-hmm.
He beat Danny Myers.
Beat Danny Myers.
He beat Bill Collector.
Man, what a run.
And then lost to B-Dot.
Barely. Because I feel like that, I don't know if that was a clear 2-1 for B-Dot, but I really liked Holmesy's material. I don't feel like Holmesy had the fan backing to get him the votes to compete. Because if you look at the caffeine votes, it was a landslide. I didn't look at the app votes.
That because the battle ain't dropped on the app yet.
It's not on the app?
No.
Oh, okay.
The only battle from that night that's dropped on the app is Mook and Rock. The other ones haven't dropped yet.
I didn't even realize that. So yeah.
They got so much material. They're gonna be feeding us. Like, I don't even know if every battle from 2020 is going to be dropped before the new year.
I think what they'll do is the week of Volume 6, they'll start dropping battles from that.
Probably every day or something like that.
Yeah, that's what they'll do.
Or they'll drop the whole, like, because the last few major events they had, they've been dropping the whole card.
Yeah. They'll do that the week of.
Right. So, but you gotta know, like, even though we got everything from Watch the Throne, we got everything from Kings vs. Queens, we got everything from Summer Madness all at one time. We didn't get everything from the anniversary card. We still are missing two or at least one battle from Born Legacy 9. Then we need the Born Legacy 10 battles gotta drop, and we got Volume, and you got Survivor Series battles that gotta drop. It's a lot. But anyway, Holmesy got 6 battles this year and only lost one.
Holmesy's up there. The only thing that's gonna really hold him back would be the strength of schedule.
Strength of schedule. Which is what we have to get into now with B-Dot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. B-Dot, you said yourself you don't count 2-on-2s.
No, not at all. That's all-star shit.
So if we're going on B-Dot's first battle of the year, Rum Nitty. Rum went in there thinking it was a friendly. B-Dot did not.
Tables turned. Table got flipped over.
B-Dot did not. Him and Rum clearly weren't on the same page.
No. That didn't go well for Rum.
It didn't go well for Rum at all.
No, and he still hasn't learned to stop playing. Because, right. You know, once again, if we're talking about strength of schedule, yeah, he beat Rum Nitty, but Rum Nitty also lost $3.
And had a debatable with drugs.
It hasn't been a good year for Rum Nitty. I'm sorry. Not the way that the worst thing a battle rapper can do is start believing in his own hype.
Mm-hmm.
That's that. And to me, had a debatable with C3. I actually gave C3 that win.
No, it's a debatable battle.
So
I got it. Yeah.
Yeah, which doesn't help B-Dot's strength of schedule.
No, it doesn't.
So it's safe to say the casual battle rap fan would say you had a weak Rum Nitty.
Yep.
Even if it was at the top of the year.
Gotcha. But then he comes back.
He could have created that downward spiral for Rum Nitty, right. But nobody's going to look at it that way.
Then B-Dot comes back with a battle of the year contender, probably the top seeded battle of the year contender against Saga. Saga.
That's battle of the year. I'm going to say it is what it is. That's the battle of the year. I still haven't called a winner from that battle.
I haven't either.
that is absolutely the best Saga we've ever seen.
Yep. His decline literally started after that battle.
And I honestly don't know if that was the best B-Dot we've seen, but B-Dot faced the challenge, and yep, that was a hell of a battle.
Yep.
To the point that that's the only battle that I don't think I can call. Well, no, that's not true. But still, that's one of those things, one of those battles I can't call a winner from.
There's another battle out there that I haven't called yet because I came across it the other day.
Well, what was the last event that we recapped?
Watch the Throne. And then we did predictions for Born Legacy 10.
Okay.
All those battles haven't dropped yet, so.
Yeah. Okay.
But, all right, so you got that, right? And then you got B-Dot and T-Top. Okay.
B-Dot 2-1 from the culture.
Right. And now B-Dot has to go up against Chilla. So.
Which the trailer has me hype because super hype. B-Dot makes it seem like this is going to be a walk in the park.
Oh, man.
I like his motivation. So if he's going to elevate past Chilla Jones, pun intended.
Yep.
We'll see. But yeah, the trailer got me hyped because he, you know, Chilla said he coming to do something, but I feel like, you know, B-Dot's not worried.
So now we get into Chilla. Okay, so B-Dot has 3 recorded battles. He will have 4 before the end of the year,
mm-hmm,
to qualify him. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh no. I'm sorry, because it's not here yet. We didn't talk about it. He has 4. He has 4 already. Chilla will be his 5th. We didn't talk about him and Holmesy. We skipped over him and Holmesy.
We said it when we were talking about Holmesy. Yeah, so, yeah, B-Dot 2-1 against Holmesy.
Right. So he has 4 battles already. Rum, Saga, T-Top,
and Holmesy.
Holmesy.
Yeah.
Chilla will be his 5th. Chilla also has 4 already, and B-Dot would be his 5th. So Chilla starts the year off against Twerk.
Twerk, yep.
That was a fire battle, but
I got Twerk 2-1.
Yeah, the app and the culture got Twerk winning that.
I got Twerk 2-1.
Yeah. All right. So then Chilla comes back versus Geechee. And I watched that battle recently and didn't realize that Chilla actually called out B-Dot in that battle.
Okay.
So this has been, they've been trying to get this done for a while now.
Who do you have winning, though?
Oh, no, that was a clean body by Chilla.
Chilla went off.
All the way off.
Yeah.
All the way off. He killed Geechee.
Hasn't been a good year for the champion.
At all.
Geechee has not had a good year. Rum has not had a good year.
He is paying for that back-to-back champion of the year. He's paying for it.
Yeah.
After Geechee, Chilla and Jerry, the culture says Chilla wins that battle.
Chilla 2-1. I watched it. I mean, I watched it multiple times. I feel like Chilla took it 2-1.
Yeah. And then we get Chilla and Real Sick, which in my opinion is a nominee for Battle of the Year. Definitely.
Could be.
Yeah, definitely.
I still got Chilla 2-1.
No, I got Chilla. You know, I got Chilla 2-1. I got Chilla 2-1 also.
Chilla with the first and second round, easy.
Yep.
Not easy, but he edged the first and second round.
So would we say
I felt like just for context purpose,
yeah.
The first round alone, like Real Sick's first round was cool, but Chilla beat his first round
with a rebuttal.
With a rebuttal.
Yeah. The first
right out the gate, he beat his first round.
He said that's about the dog Sick. So it's lucky you got a vet.
That, I mean, that's tough. It was tough.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It was tough. Don't ever, word of advice, don't ever let somebody's first few lines body your whole round.
Your whole round. Oh. So, all right. So would we say, at least for our top three, Chilla, B-Dot, Holmesy, their strength of schedules are pretty even.
Yeah. So it's kind of, this is easy for me, right? I got Chilla losing to Rum and Twerk.
But the Rum battle don't count. That was 2019. Oh,
that's right. It was the end of the year. Correct. It was the end of the year.
Correct.
Okay. So.
So you got, lost. But we still, either way, we got Chilla coming in with losses and B-Dot doesn't have any.
Clear. B-Dot does not have a losses, but this is his fourth. This is his fifth battle.
They both, it's going to be both their fifth battle. So they both have four registered for the year already, but Chilla has a loss.
I feel like they really need to make this announcement, and I feel like Holmesy needs to be on the
volume.
If he doesn't make the cut, then he's not gonna make the cut for champion of the year. And then basically your winner is gonna be the winner of this B-Dot and Chilla battle. And honestly, it's going to have to be how, depending on how bad that victory is. So if Chilla come in and just 30 B-Dot, which I don't think is possible.
Yep.
Then you have no choice but to give Chilla that champion of the year.
So let me make this case. Are we saying that we throw Jerry West out because he has too many losses?
Yes.
Okay.
We throw Jerry West out because, unfortunately, for Jerry West.
Strength of schedule is there, though. Strength of schedule.
The strength of schedule was there, but he lost.
Lost. Gotcha.
And they weren't debatable. If he had, like, fights.
Right.
Say it was like a Saga and
B-Dot,
where it was like, shit, I can't call it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Then he has to go up there. But since he lost clear, it knocks him down.
So let me throw a monkey wrench in here because I'm looking at somebody else who I just said to myself, man.
I'm shocked you didn't throw Bill Collector in there, but go ahead.
Well, we can talk about Bill. But there are some, Bill has at least one URL one battle that should be considered that didn't happen on a Premier League, and that's his battle against Arsenal. His Bill's strength of schedule is there, but to me, he lost to, well, okay.
I got to Holmesy.
He lost to Holmesy, but let's bring it up then. We'll talk about Bill. We'll go over Bill's battles this year. And I want to throw JC in here too.
I can't throw JC in.
Why not?
Because he lost to Kid Chaos, he lost to Prep.
Okay.
And that's not, when it comes to strength of schedule, those are upsets.
They are. Okay.
And that takes him right out, if you ask me. Like,
I felt the same way, I just wasn't sure. I thought it was going
to
be more.
I just feel like those, you know, when, no disrespect to Prep, because I love Prep. I really like Kid Chaos.
Yep.
And it's almost like I love what DNA said in the battle with Lou. He said that, you know, you don't have to come in acting like a rookie.
Right.
Know your worth.
Right.
And so I feel like where Prep, well, no, I'm not even gonna call out names. I feel like a lot of these newer rappers look up to the vets. So they give them passes.
Yeah.
If you come in like a vet, like a B-Dot, who didn't want to do the PGs.
Yeah.
Who refused, you're not going to get treated like a fucking PG.
Yep.
You're not going to get treated like a Crucible.
We got to talk about that too, because it looks like URL has a clear artist development strategy is Crucible, Survivor Series, Ultimate Madness, Main Stage.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope. That's a dope farm system.
It is, but I feel like if you're going to be successful, you got to come into the entry level as a CEO.
Oh, facts. No, we don't.
Don't walk in there getting little man, because then you're gonna get little man for your whole career. And DNA made an excellent point in his third round. And so I feel like that's where a lot of these, you know, newer guys messed up, because now Prep is a vet, but he still gets treated like a PG.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So
that battle, though, I got Lou winning that. Lou's first round was crazy. I'm sorry.
Against DNA?
Yes.
Yeah, I felt like the talk was different. You know what I mean? Like, DNA ain't even try to bark on him. He went to, like, and he even mentioned it. It's like he's telling you what he's doing now.
Yeah.
He left the gun bars at home, and he's trying to encourage. And it's like he talking to people from a dad perspective almost. Like,
he was, yeah.
It's hard to overcome when somebody talking to you like that. And you know, like I said, that's preference at the end of the day. That, to me, if you can't shake somebody talking to you like that, you're not gonna win. Mm. So it's like Tay Rock, he got talked to. Surf, he got talked to.
Yeah.
And no fictional gun bars is gonna get you out of that. You're gonna have to come up with something a little bit different.
Yeah.
And we've seen that in the Queens versus Kings battle as well. You can't just be disrespectful and call these women bitches and thinking they're going to shrink because of you know you're doing the disrespectful. You're gonna have to come up with something better.
Right.
They're impervious to that now. They're not, that don't work.
Right.
That's not shocking anymore. You better come to rap like K-Shine did. Treat them equally. You better come to rap, or else you're just gonna get smacked around for three rounds.
Yeah.
But you know, I feel like honestly, it's clear cut. It's between two people, and they got the right matchup here at the Volume.
Exactly. And that's what I was gonna say when you said Bill. Now that I look at it, I remember why I kind of took him out of it. It's like his strength of schedule. Like, he starts the year off with T-Top.
Yeah,
he beat T-Top, but then when he got put into the tournament, I mean, even though Nun-Nun was on he beat a hot Nun-Nun, but it's still Nun-Nun. He started the tournament off beating young
yeah. And not only that, like he beat T-Top, but the battle itself isn't even, it's not something that's rewatchable.
Yeah, the replay value is iffy.
Yeah, it does not have replay value. It's not a classic at all.
No.
And I think that has to factor in too. I honestly believe that it has to have rewatchability. Now
people are talking about this, the battle he had with Arsenal, which was on the Battle Academy, the Philly League, but they haven't dropped it yet, so I haven't seen it. But they're saying he went crazy, but Ars would literally be, you know, the second big name that he has on his list this year. I think strength of schedule is what takes Bill out of this conversation.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with you. I mean, it's kind of clear cut this year. It's going to be between Chilla and B-Dot, but I just hope they get it right this time, because I felt like last year K-Sean should have definitely won.
Who is the opponent? K-Sean should have won the last 2 years Geechee won, but I'm not going to get into that again, but who is the opponent? Let's start talking about hypotheticals, because there's two battles that still need to be announced. I think it's highly unlikely, but still very possible. Who is the opponent that Holmesy needs to put himself back in the conversation if he's on the Volume?
Holmesy would need to not only battle, but beat Tay Rock.
Okay. I could actually see them making that battle happen too.
Mm-hmm. That, I mean, honestly, that's who he would need to.
But what
he would need,
this is what
he would need somebody of that caliber.
He would need Tay-Rock or A-Verb.
Yeah. Or A-Verb.
I like that actually. I like that battle actually.
I like that. I like both those matchups.
They have look, Holmesy and Verb have a lot of ideologies in common.
Yeah.
I would love to hear that conversation. So either Tay-Rock or A-Verb, but he would also need to win those battles. But
he would have to win.
Not only would he have to win those battles, B-Dot would have to lose to Chilla. And only then do I think Holmesy wins.
But yeah, I agree with you only because B-Dot beat Holmesy.
Right.
Yeah. So I mean, if you have a tiebreaker, so to speak,
right?
Because B Dot beat Holmesy,
right?
You know what I mean?
There would still probably be conversations because Holmesy at this point in the year still has more battles than B Dot. Because yeah. B Dot would end the year at 5, and I think Holmesy would end the year at like 7. He would be.
But 2. I feel like for some odd reason, based off that strength of schedule, if B Dot lost, they would probably give it to Chilla Jones.
They would give it to Chilla, yeah.
Just based off strength of schedule.
They would.
Because you're looking at Holmesy beating a Jada Nightwing, or not Jada Nightwing, but beating a EK, beating Danny Myers. Mm-hmm. Those are all. No disrespect, but those are all considered mid-tier battlers.
And Chilla had all outside of his rookies versus vets, but arguably, Chilla has the best rookies versus vet battle thus far.
He had the toughest fight,
right? You know, so yeah. All right, cool. So, two-man race, respectively three-man race. If Holmesy lands on the volume card with a big enough name, he could sneak back in there. But as
he can sneak in, but honestly, it's an uphill battle. He's going to have to 30 that man.
Right.
Which I don't expect any 30s on the volume.
Nah.
I mean, other than Geechee getting 30, but that's because of preference.
Right. He could. He has the potential. I want to see his approach.
Kev, I'm gonna say this for the last time. I just don't think that these younger battlers understand the small room.
How much younger you think Geechee is than Goods, though?
What's Geechee? Is Geechee even? Geechee's not 30.
Might not be, could be. I don't know.
I believe that there's at least a 7 or 8 year age gap between the two. Goods is 35. I'd say Geechee's about 27 at the latest.
Okay, we'll have to check.
But still, they talk the same. They get to the same point, but they go a different route, right? I just feel like in that small room setting, that's not set up for Geechee.
Right.
And we'll discuss that more and when we do once they get the card out and we go into our prediction show. But I, based off of the year that Geechee's having, based off of this being us seeing, we haven't seen good since what, Gage?
Was Gage after Cassidy?
Gage was after Cassidy.
Then yeah. Gage was
all right, so we haven't seen good since after Gage, so it's one of those things where people are looking for him, especially with his caffeine page lighting up like it is now. Yeah, like people want to see him. I really don't think that Geechee is going to be able to stand in front of him, to be honest with you. It's the same thing I said about Lux and Serve. If you put Surf on a big stage against Lux, he's got a fighting chance. You Surf, Rock has a fighting chance against Mook on a big stage.
Right.
The big stage at the gas station. Geechee has a fighting chance against Goods on a big stage. But you put them in that small room.
So
these newer guys are not faring well against the vets. The vets, the legends. Let's go ahead and take it there. The legends, the Mooks, the Luxes, the Goods.
Right.
I'll even throw Head Ice. The T-Rexes. We ain't seen T-Rex in one of these rooms, but I feel like this is his element. Cassidy in a small room is even dangerous. This is his element. If Cassidy can come in and just rap, like the way that they're doing right now, Cassidy's dangerous.
If they
Reed is dangerous in this type of setting. We seen that.
Yeah. And so, that's what I was getting ready to say. Do you think if they booked Cassidy and Reed?
Oh, that would be classic.
Mm.
That would be like that Busta Rhymes album. It would be nostalgic. It would take us back.
Yeah.
And you would have some appreciation for that. I don't think it's gonna be something that goes viral, but I think it will be something that will be definitely appreciated by the culture.
Right.
Mm. I would love to see it. But you know, Reed just announced his retirement.
Reed announced his retirement. And I also saw a tweet from O-Red that said this will be the first volume without him, Rum, or Twerk.
Oh, wow.
Or was it? No, was it? Yeah, it was something like that. O-Red.
Really? Twerk was in all the volumes?
Hold on, I need to. Nah, he wasn't in volume 5, but O-Red was. I gotta find the tweet. It was
O-Red? Was O-Red in all the volumes?
He was, actually. I went back and looked.
Who did he battle? I know he battled Briz, he battled Iron Solomon.
Right, Briz, Solomon, volume 5, he battled Geechee.
He beat Geechee too. Yeah, you know,
John.
He hasn't lost in a volume.
That's what he was saying. That's what he was saying.
Is O-Red Mr. Volume?
Well, the debate was him, Rum. There was one other person that I looked up. Hold on.
Rum lost to Twerk.
Rum did lose to Twerk.
Yeah.
Rum also lost to John John.
Sure did.
I got O-Red losing to John John. I know you don't, but.
No, I don't. I thought the angle was too strong about the pay-per-view. That was hilarious because you don't. I put it this way: when you see John John get out of his hookup,
yep,
that's when you know you got him. And he was clearly bothered by the angle that O-Red took, and I loved it.
Hold on, I gotta go back. Yeah, he said Twerk. He said Twerk, but Twerk wasn't in volume 5. TC did this 2 days ago. He said, I ain't gonna lie. This is O-Red. I ain't gonna lie. Seeing Smack Volume 6 announcements without myself, Rum Nitty, or New Jersey Twerk just don't sit right with me. We really made the volumes pop. Get right up there with Gnome and Summer Madness now, Three Kings. So, he didn't say anything about them being in all the volumes, but him and Rum have been in all 5 so far. Twerk missed volume 5. He was in the first 4. Twerk missed volume 5 because him and Av were supposed to be volume 5. But that battle still hasn't happened, and I don't think it is going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think Av and Verb is going to happen.
I don't think Av.
I feel like people are ducking Av, honestly.
They afraid, man.
Except, why didn't Fonz and Av happen?
I want to say, so this is what, after the Born Legacy 10 announcements were made, we see Fonz, we see Av. Av put a tweet up, I want to say, the night of Watch the Throne, Because the Bourne Legacy announcement came before Watch the Throne. It was like the day before, right? Then we have Watch the Throne. And I saw Av put up a tweet that said, who wants to see me and Fonz on the volume? So you got everybody going crazy. It was like, yeah. So I got a sneaky suspicion that they might have pushed it from the Legacy to the volume.
Why would they announce that late, though? They didn't announce all these people.
It happened after they made the announcement for Bourne Legacy. You know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, we'll see. We'll find out. Maybe they'll, maybe, like I said, maybe it will. I'll be honest with you, though. I think people are looking forward to that battle. But with the card we already have, I don't know if that's going to be the starter battle.
What do you, so let me ask you, what do you think is going to be the, so we've got what, four matches lined up?
We got four matches. We need two more at least.
Two or three more, right? What do you think those are going to be?
So based on what I've heard, I know Tay Rock is locked in.
Okay.
Okay. We also know that Verb is willing. And I did hear Verb say that he was ready to meet, he was ready to battle Tay Rock. He said, he specifically said that Dracula nigga, I like that Dracula nigga. You know what I'm saying? Now, on Twitter, URL has been putting out there, who should Verb battle on the volume? So I don't know if that's just like some smoke and mirrors or whatever.
It's got to be because they've already, whoever it is, they're already locked in based off the, I mean, we're not too far away from the volume. So they.
Right. So we, I think we either get Verb and Tay Rock. We also know it seems like T-Top and Calico was supposed to happen, but it looked like that ended up falling through. It was a money dispute. Cal asked for a little extra money. They told him no, and it was dead from there, kind of sort of. So I don't think we get T-Top and Swamp. I honestly don't think we see T-Top on the volume. I feel like it's gonna be Verb and Tay Rock. I've been saying that for a while. I feel like we're gonna see Verb and Tay Rock. I have no idea who the last battle is going to be unless it's going to be Av and Fonz. My hope is that instead of Verb and Tay Rock, that we get like a Verb and Holmesy. I would appreciate that battle more.
So you don't think Clips is going to be on there?
On the volume?
Yeah.
So I have a few sneaky thoughts, like, you know, it's still a possibility we could get a rum in Conceited if they want to get gimmicky because of caffeine. You know what I'm saying? But who would Clips battle? Who would Clips? Maybe Holmesy? Clips and Holmesy? I don't know.
I was thinking Clips and Holmesy. Yeah. I still think Jazz and Misfit are going to be the first.
Jazz and Misfit.
Jazz and Misfit are going to be the first battle on that card. For some reason, I believe that. If Tay Rock is locked in for the volume, then it makes sense that he battles A-Verb.
Right.
I really don't care for that battle.
That's a style. But
I thought Daylight was locked in for the volume too.
So that's what I'm saying. Daylight owes URL two battles. When those battles happen,
and is Daylight Lux happening on URL?
They keep saying it's not, but I don't see how it doesn't. I'm just going to be honest. They keep saying that they trying to do it like on their own type or whatever, but I don't see how URL allows that to happen. Whatever the bag is that they want,
they should be able to pay it.
Right. Give it to them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like whatever they're asking for, Hell, I don't care if you give them all the rights to it. Hey, just let me put URL here and let Smack host it. I don't care. Take everything, but let us do, because that is just gonna, that's what's supposed to happen. They need to agree to whatever Daylight and Lux say and make that battle happen on Caffeine for the people and be released on the app. I don't care what money you give them. Y'all need to make that happen. That battle has to live on URL.
Facts. It has to. It has to. I mean, that would be a hell of a way to end the year.
Man, wouldn't it though? That would be the Christmas present.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I would love to see that.
That battle by itself, because you already know both of them going at it, it's going to be unlimited rounds. That battle by itself going to be an hour long.
Because for some reason, I don't believe Goods and Geechee is the main event.
Not the way they're setting it up, because you already got Goods, Geechee. That was a big, big battle in and of itself.
I still think that's the biggest battle out of the four that dropped. Pat Stay and K-Shine is not the main event.
No, not the main event, but it's definitely, there's something that we've been waiting on all year.
Honestly. True, but it has no narrative to it.
It doesn't. It's just K-Shine trying to.
None of these battles really have a narrative to it.
Except
I mean, if you're in the culture, Geechee and Goods has a narrative of some sort.
And the narrative for Chilla and B-Dot is the battler of the year, champion of the year. But also, right. Like I said, Chilla called out B-Dot earlier this year in his battle with Geechee. So, you know, they've been wanting to do this. It would only be right, like you said, like, let's get the pin stretched out there. You got B-Dot and Chilla. Let's have another war of words with Daylight and Lux.
Yeah. And then maybe top of the year, we see Mickey Fax and B-Dot.
Yeah, B-Dot talking. But remember, Mickey told us he wanted to do it with a crowd. And B-Dot already saying, nah, I'm not with that.
Yeah.
He's saying, if the crowds come back, I'm going back inside. That's what he said. So. But anyway.
He knows where his strengths are at. Right. I like it.
But anyway, I think that was good, man. So, you know, look,
sure.
We talked about, you know, all the accolades. I know we didn't really go over battle of the year, but we already pretty much said that there's no battle that's going to beat B-Dot and Saga. So
there's no battle that's even close. I mean, there's been great battles this year. The culture persevered through a pandemic.
Facts.
Definitely noteworthy, but there's no battle that's going to top
that battle.
No.
Yeah.
Even if there was just like the craziest battle that happens during volume 6, it's the last month of the year and it wouldn't be fair to take it away from
exactly
that battle. So
exactly.
Nah.
Well, all right, y'all. So that's where we at with it. You know what I mean? Cool Nerd Podcast. I didn't even drop the episode on here. I think where we at, episode 13 now.
Is this episode? Yeah, this is episode 13. Last episode was a bonus episode.
Yep. So
that was a fun one.
Super fun. So
this is episode 13.
Episode
signing off.
Signing off. We out.
Thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you. Please and thank you. Like and subscribe because we have manners. And
all day.
We're going to see y'all.
Yes, sir. Cool, man.
Come back and listen to my daddy's podcast.